The throne on its dais stood safe and secure, and the thorn barrier that surrounded it was only a few feet away. But it slowly occurred to Jordan that he might not have enough strength left to take him those last few feet. He worked his way over to Taggart, and they fought side by side.
Kate! How much magic have you got left?
Not much, Victor! I was trained as a steward, not a sorcerer!
Think you've got enough left for one good blast? Enough to clear me a path through the thorns to the dais!
Taggart briefly looked at the gap between them and the throne.
Maybe, but that would take everything I've got! It'd be a hell of a risk! You'd only get one chance at the throne, and then the creatures would be all over you! You sure you want to risk that?
Oh, if you've got a better idea, I'd love to hear it!
All right! You're on! But you'd better be right about this, Victor! Because if I get killed here, I'll never forgive you!
They shared a quick smile, and then Taggart focused her awareness inward, calling up the light of life that burned within her. It was already seriously diminished from what it should be, but there was enough left to do the job, if she was lucky. She dismissed her shimmering sword and concentrated all her power for one last controlled blast. The creatures in its path were incinerated in a moment, as though they had never been, and the thorn barrier exploded in a mass of flames. When the light died away again, a pathway to the throne stood clear and open.
That's it! Gawain, follow me!
Jordan and Gawain sprinted down the narrow aisle Taggart had opened up in the barrier. Jordan scrambled up onto the marble dais, and then a barbed tentacle shot from the side.
We're almost there. Grab my hand.
A moment later, they were both crouching beside the empty throne. Unreal life boiled all around the dais, but none of it dared draw near the stone that lay beneath the throne. Jordan pulled at the throne's arm. It didn't budge in the least. He looked at Sir Gawain.
All right, Gawain! How do we get to the stone?
Just say the words, Your Highness. The old words, handed down by tradition. Then the throne gives up the stone, which rolls forward.
I know all that, Gawain, but what exactly are the damn words?
Sir Gawain looked at him blankly, and then shook his head in disgust.
I'm sorry, Victor. Of course you don't know the words. The king would have told the regent, but it was up to him to pass them on to whoever was designated as heir. Stand back, Victor. I'll get you the stone.
He shifted his hold on the axe to use it as a lever. The haft went under the throne, but nothing seemed to move. The throne rustled and shifted, but it didn't lift an inch. Gawain put his back into it. Muscles corded on his arms and back, and he grinned mirthlessly as his face grew taut and strained. The axe head glowed brightly, its magic negating the spells that protected the throne. The throne was suddenly on its side, revealing the ancient stone.
It's yours, Victor.
Oh, well done, Gawain. Now what do I do?
Spill your blood on the stone and swear allegiance to it as king. Then the stone will accept you and give you power over the unreal.
Jordan looked at him blankly.
Oh my God.
What is it? What's the matter?
I thought I just had to say the right words. Once I had the crown and seal, I never thought.
What is it, Victor? We don't have much time.
I can't do it, Gawain.
What do you mean you can't? You've got to.
I mean I can't do it. I don't have any blood. I'm Jordan, not Victor.
Gawain looked at him, and a slow horror crept across his face.
You fool! You've damned us all!
Jordan looked back across the hall. Taggart had fallen to the floor. Cord stood over her and fought to keep the unreal at bay with his warhammer. Roderick had been backed up against a wall and was fighting a dogged but losing battle against a crowd of slithering, shape-shifting creatures. Of the 50 or so guards who had followed Jordan into the hall, barely a dozen remained, battling bravely in small clumps against overwhelming odds. The unreal was growing stronger. More creatures crawled up out of the cracks in the floor, or stepped through the walls, or fell from the ceiling. The light pulsing within the monk's open robe was blindingly bright, and the power of the unreal was almost a physical presence in the air. Jordan swayed unsteadily on his feet and shook his head to clear it. There had to be something he could do. There had to be something.
Jordan, why did you do it? Why did you kill him? Did you want to be king so badly you were ready to risk destroying us all?
It wasn't like that. I never meant it. He was mad, just like his brothers. I thought I could save the kingdom. He was crazy, Gawain. He was going to start a war that would have destroyed Redheart.
He had the blood. And without that, we're all going to die anyway.
He turned away, his face a mask of despair. Jordan felt sick. Was Gawain right? Had he really killed Victor only because he wanted to be king himself? It didn't matter. It was too late now for doubts and recriminations. He'd given it his best shot, and it hadn't been good enough. He'd failed his friends and failed the kingdom. He looked slowly around him. A dozen creatures swarmed over Daemon Cord. Two creatures grabbed his warhammer and tore it out of his weakening grip. Somehow, Cord surged to his feet again, flailing about him with his fists. He was covered in blood, much of it his own. The unreal milled around him, and still Cord fought on, trying to get back to protect the steward. Catriona Taggart was on her feet, though she knew she was used up. She cut desperately about her with a sword she'd snatched from a dead guard's hand. The unreal closed in around her, and she swayed drunkenly on her feet as she struggled to keep her sword arm steady. That final blast of balefire had taken too much out of her, and she knew it. The Unreal knew it, too. She could see Cord fighting to get back to her side, but there were too many creatures between them. She risked a quick glance at the throne and saw Victor and Gawain standing over the stone. She tried to smile bravely. Prince Victor had got to the stone. At least she wouldn't have died in vain. Blood ran down into her eyes, and she lifted a shaking hand to wipe it away. A glistening black creature with a barbed spine lashed out at her while she was distracted. She tried to get up again and couldn't. Something with blood-red eyes and needled teeth stooped over her.
Kate!
Jordan saw Taggart go down. He knew he couldn't get to her in time. All his rage and guilt burned within him, and he stretched out a desperate hand toward her. Jordan looked disbelievingly at the flames licking harmlessly around his hand. Victor had the fire magic, not him. He was just an actor who knew a few conjuring tricks. But that was no longer true. That jet of flame had come from his own hand. He could feel the fire burning within him, waiting to be used. A bright burning flame to sear the world clean of foulness and evil. He looked up at the monk, floating high above the violence below, and realized for the first time just how vulnerable the creature was. He raised his hand and smiled grimly at the gateway of the unreal.
Burn in hell, monk!
There was nothing left where the monk once was. A swath of burning cloth fell down onto the heads of the unreal creatures below. The gateway was closed. Jordan slowly realized that Gawain was tugging at his arm.
Jordan, the stone! Swear your oath to the stone before another gateway opens.
What are you talking about, Gawain? I told you, I'm Jordan. I don't have any blood.
You have the fire magic.
I don't know how I did that. I don't know where it came from.
It comes from the glamour spell Roderick put on you. It must have. It made you a physical duplicate of Victor, an exact physical duplicate. Since Victor had blood, so do you.
Jordan gaped at Gawain and then spun around to face the stone. The unreal seemed to realize what was about to happen and redoubled their attack.
Hold them off just a little longer, men! For Castle Redheart!
The remaining guards fought desperately to hold back the creatures for just a few more moments. Jordan nicked the palm of his left hand with his sword edge, and a few spots of blood fell onto the top of the ancient stone. He leaned forward to place his palm on the stone. If this didn't work, he just hoped his death would be quick.
I swear allegiance to the stone and to the kingdom of Redheart!
Power surged through him, and for a timeless moment he could see everywhere in Castle Midnight. He could see the unreal swarming through the rooms and corridors, appearing through hundreds of minor gateways. Everywhere in the castle, guards and sorcerers and men and women armed with whatever they could find fought to hold back the endless tide of savagery. They fought well and bravely, but they were still losing. Jordan called upon his power. Tall, gelatinous creatures were chasing a weaponless guard down a corridor. The creatures turned to dust and blew away, caught in the drafts of the old castle. Something gray and dusty was sitting over a pile of bloody bones. It melted away into the floor, turned pure as water. Two chitinous beasts were forcing themselves into the locked stables outside. Their segmented bodies split apart and burst into flames where they stood. Cracks in walls and floors flowed together and were gone, and shadows lay still and undisturbed. The unreal disappeared, and the world became sane again. In the great hall, the battling creatures were gone. The darkness overhead disappeared, and the ornate ceiling returned. The creatures of the unreal were banished, and with them went Daemon Kord, who had known all along that this would happen, and had fought with all his strength and courage to help bring it about. A slow, peaceful silence settled over the hall. The handful of survivors knelt and bowed to their new king.
You're going to need this, my liege.
Gawain took hold of the throne, still sitting on its side. The throne back in position, Jordan sat down on it, hesitantly. Sir Gawain of Tower Rouge knelt before him and bowed his head.
Redheart has a king again! Long live King Victor of Redheart!
And only Jordan saw the wink that Gawain gave him.